Joining us now, Australian netball legend and commentator, Kath Cox. Kath, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, team. I'm fabulous for a Monday. How are you guys?
Very well. We're off to Adelaide for Origin later today, so looking forward to getting into South Australia. And, well, as far as their netball side is concerned, 1-point win over the West Coast Fever in a thriller on the weekend.
Yeah, I just got back from Adelaide yesterday and it was unbelievable. So that is the second time the Adelaide Thunderbirds have come from behind and won by one over the West Coast Fever this season. So I don't know what it is, why they match up so well on them. The West Coast Fever, I think it will be starting to get a little bit nervous though. We've only played 11 games this season. Six of the games they've played have been by 1 point. But the last four, they've lost by that 1 point. So I'm a little concerned about their ability to close games. And it's getting so close to the finals that the reigning premiers may be in a little bit of trouble here.
Well, especially with the Swifts, Kath, they're on fire. And they seem like they're getting better every week.
Yeah, they are. Seven in a row now, Pup. Can you believe it? And they're the only Amazing. Team to beat the Melbourne Vixens at home. They did that yesterday.
Yep.
They won the first three quarters. They took the foot off the pedal a little in the last. But to me, the last couple of weeks, there's a real focus now on the Super Shot. Mm. I think most teams have been playing the Super Shot when they're behind and they know they've got to get quick points and they're starting to shoot it. But the Swifts have a real game plan, particularly in the last couple of weeks, that they sub in Sophie Fawns right at the start of that last 5 minutes and they just start shooting them. And what that's doing them is giving them a really quick buffer and it's making the other teams feel that scoreboard pressure. And it's really been working for them. So I don't know if that's been a real chat for them in the last few weeks, but it's something that I've noticed in the last couple of weeks and they're looking unstoppable at the moment. I didn't have them in my grand final at the start of the year, but I'm jumping ship and I'm putting them in it.
What's going on with the Giants, Kath?
Yeah, look, it's not been a good year. Joe Harton, obviously their captain's had a knee injury that's been off and on all year. She hasn't played the last couple of rounds. Yeah, they're finding it tough. But, I mean, there's so much talent in that side. It's hard to get your head around. Mm. I don't reckon they're going to make finals at this point. They've probably left their run too late. The bottom four and the top four have got quite a big gap between it now. But, yeah, I mean, it's a tough one. I think they'll be just trying to focus on next year now and how they can regroup, how they can keep some of their team together and turn around.
Of course, Kath, the big story off the court is the looming demise of the Collingwood side. What are your thoughts on this and how's this all transpired?
Yeah, well, no looming about it. It's happening, isn't it? It's the good thing is the girls have got the rest of the season to play out. But, you know, we saw on the weekend they were up in the Sunny Coast playing the Lightning. They walked into the stadium and they got a standing ovation from the netball community, which I just think is unreal. The coaches came together and had a moment. The players all came together at the end of the game and had a few words. And there was some clear emotion there, particularly with their head coach, Nicole Richardson. You could see her with some tears in her eyes at the end of the game. It's been a tough week. They're a club that started back in 2017 when the Suncorp Super Netball started. And they haven't had a huge amount of success. They've made finals four times but kind of been knocked out in the first weekend. So, you know, the Collingwood CEO, Craig Kelly's just said, this isn't a viable option for us anymore. Now's the time to maybe cut them because every team's kind of in the same boat. I mentioned to you guys before that every single player in the competition's off contract at the same time this season. So maybe he just thought it was a better time to do it and everybody's kind of in the same boat. But yeah, it's been a tough week for them. And they rallied. They had a good strong half in the first half of the game, but they couldn't get a win on the weekend either.
So, Kath, any other team in danger of not being there next year? And also, what's the chances of the Magpies being replaced by another franchise?
Yeah, well, we have to replace them. It's part of the broadcast deal with Fox that we have to have eight teams. So now the pressure is really on, though, to find this fourth team. Ideally, it's in Melbourne. So, you know, I spoke to Kelly Ryan, the CEO of Netball Australia, a couple of days ago, and she's pretty confident that they'll find one. But what we really want for the players is that team's found pretty quickly because we've got players going to a World Cup in just over a couple of months. And the last thing they want is that uncertainty of their futures and where they're going to be living and what's going to be happening. We want these teams to be able to get this CPA signed, have a future, start negotiations with clubs and do that all before they go and try and win a World Cup for their countries.
Okay, so Melbourne looks likely. Geelong, I think I saw, we're going to throw their hat into the ring, Kath. Considering these players, so I'm sure a large bulk of these players will end up at that new franchise. Is it that obvious?
Oh, look, you'd probably think so, although I know there's a lot of other clubs and players that aren't overly happy, particularly the bottom four of the ladder at the moment. They'll be looking for some... I think there'll be quite a few changes, actually, in the off-season. But, yeah, like I said, it kind of needs to happen yesterday. I feel for these players at this point.
Origin, who's winning?
Yeah.
We need a tip.
How good. Adelaide, the place to be this year, isn't it? Off the back of Gather Round with the AFL and now, you know... Well, not if you guys are going there. It's probably not the place to be. Anyway.
No offence taken.
We're going to behave ourselves, Kath.
Speak for yourself.
I love that last 4 years of this competition's alternating, though. So it's actually New South Wales team. I feel like we've got the team to do it this year. Loz, I actually want to ask you, though, five years as a coach. Yeah. Every time I think of Origin, I think, how hard is it to realistically get a team to gel when you have such little time with them?
It's not that hard, to be perfectly honest, Kath, because they're high quality individuals that you've just got to get them together to play for each other and play for the state and do all the little things well, and then their natural skill can take over. And it's just more about just competing. It's just competing hard on every little play. Because you don't have the time and space like you do in the normal NRL competition. Everything's so much quicker and harder. The referee tends not to be as pedantic as they are in the NRL. They let the game flow. You get fatigued a lot quicker than what you do in a normal game. And it's just a matter of just pushing through and trying to hang in that tough time. But, they're wonderful contests. There's not much between the two.
It's where the heroes are made, isn't it?
It is. It's the ones that can really push themselves when they're absolutely buggered, that just can keep going and do the unthinkable.
Yeah, well, I'm backing New South Wales in. I'm also backing the New South Wales Blues in for Women's State of Origin. Their first game is the 1st of June after the boys, and that'll be Parramatta Stadium, so I'm looking forward to that. Loz, while I got you just quickly, accountability, how's your diet going?
I tell you, you know what I did, Kath, last week? You know what I did? I trained twice a day every day.
Well done, you.
Yeah, I just make smashed myself at the gym. And my mates are all into me. You vain bastard. What are you going on there? Yeah,
twice
what are you doing?
Day.
Oh, well, I was.
Did you train twice a day when you were playing?
Very rarely.
Level? Yeah. What's going on with you?
Well done, you. I'm impressed.
I just had to go, Kath.
You
I got sick
the
of
guilts.
Well, I got the guilts, but then also I got people giving me honest feedback. You know how sportsmen are happy to have honest feedback. The feedback that I was getting, I wasn't happy with.
Yeah.
So I needed to do something.
From your mate.
Oh, well done. Well done, all of you.
Got there in the end, Kath. Got there.
Inspiration. Kath, thanks so much. You have a great week.
Pleasure, guys. You too.